They've had most of that first half, haven't they, Croatia? They've dominated the match.
Yeah, ball possession wise, definitely. They have their midfield working well. Modric has been the protagonist, you know, having most of the touches, spraying the passes. But you know what, the goal? You know, when you ask defenders to clear the ball, you want it to go long and high. Correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it? The ball was high. It was definitely high. And nobody came to attack the ball.
Croatia have got two of the best midfielders in the world, in Rakitic and Modric. The goal came from just outside the area, through the middle.
Yeah.
But they've been persisting with this right-hand side, haven't they?
Well, they have. They've obviously seen it as a, you know, as a strength, and a strength for them, and obviously a weakness for the Turks. You know, when you've got players the likes of Rakitic and Modric, you know, they're kind of spray the balls out any side they want. Mm-hmm. But they seem to be going down that side more often than not. And that tells you that they've obviously worked on something there, whether it'll be the crosses from the right or whether it's because the defender from the left-back's not the best from Turkey.
Croatia leading by a goal to nil. You'd think they'd go on from here, wouldn't you? You can't see Turkey getting back into this?
Look, we've said it before. I think probably Turkey needs to up the game. Some players need to liven up a little bit, you know, if they get into the game. Croatia, for me, are controlling it. Turkey need to step up.